Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dennis Pepke. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitterv. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball towards center. Richard catches it and throws to first to double up Shaw. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field. Pepke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pepke. Egan reaches second base with a double. Reichardt goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Egan scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. One out. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv strikes out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Patek steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Rojas moves to second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kirkpatrick. Richard reaches second base with a double. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richard scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. McKinney moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McKinney moves to third. Melton moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Melton scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hepke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hepke strikes out. 1 out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood bunts towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Rojas covering, for the out. Alvarado moves to second. 1 out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Richard is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Williams reaches second base with a double. Alvarado scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Hepke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. 1 out. Ted Savage pinch hits for Paul Splitterv. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Egan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Egan reaches second base with a double. Reichardt scores. May goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Egan scores. It's 10-2, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Richard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to third. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvarado scores. Richard moves to second. It's 11-2, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Williams reaches second base with a double. Richard scores. It's 12-2, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Shaw applying the tag. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McKinney moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver pinch hits for Paul Shaw. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-3, White Sox. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12. And the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Oliver now playing third base. Rich Severson now playing shortstop. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Alvarado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver juggles the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Richard moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Richard moves to third. 2 outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Pepke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis pinch hits for Tom Bergmeier. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Rick Reichardt. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is called out on strikes. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing left field. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.